From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And coming up, the new way of calculating benefits that's debuting along with those new healthcare exchanges.
But first, President Obama has invited congressional leaders to the White House for a meeting in which he is expected to urge the House to pass a spending bill that would allow the government to reopen without strings attached. A White House official says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as House Speaker John Boehner and Minority Leader in the House Nancy Pelosi have all been invited to the meeting. But in a sign that the shutdown could last for a while, we also learned today that President Obama is shortening a trip to Southeast Asia that was scheduled for next week. Joining us now to discuss is NPR's SV Date, who coordinates congressional coverage on the NPR Washington desk. And what do we know? What is the latest? Is Congress and the White House any closer to a solution to this?
Well, the fact that they're actually going to have a face-to-face meeting might suggest that. But in reality, as you point out, there's no real indication that that's the case. The Speaker's office has already put out some statements wondering why they're having the meeting if the president isn't going to negotiate. And the White House has made it clear that they intend to ask for a clean spending bill and for Congress to eventually pass a clean debt limit. And there's nothing to negotiate about either of those things in their view.
Although we do see from the spokesman for John Boehner saying today, we're pleased the president finally recognizes that his refusal to negotiate is indefensible. So maybe there is some expectation that President Obama is going to negotiate on this.
Well, perhaps that's what they're saying in order to make it more rational when they come out and say, well, the president's not giving us an inch, and therefore we're not going to do anything. The president has said right from the start that this is not a negotiable item, that his health care law is been law of the land now for 3 years, and that the Supreme Court has upheld it. So there's no real point in trying to revisit that.
Now, how does the situation change since yesterday these health care exchanges opened up to the public? Does that change the calculation since, of course, this was all about, in the beginning, Republican efforts to stall the Affordable Care Act?
Probably not too much, because so far, the big picture from people in the Senate, Senator Lee from Utah, is that, well, we should continue to work on Obamacare, maybe just not this moment. One interesting little shift yesterday in the House was that none of the three bills that they passed regarding, or they tried to pass anyway, regarding the government funding had a word about Obamacare in them. So perhaps they're now shifting from trying to deal or undo the president's health care law to perhaps trying to undo the negative consequences of the shutdown.
Let's talk about what is happening in the Republican Party, because as we have heard, not everybody in that party is on the same page. Congressman Peter King of New York has been very outspoken. He calls it the Ted Cruz wing of the party, that the far right, the Tea Party-backed members who are, he says, trying to hijack the Republican Party. What kind of what does all this dissension mean for the future of the Republican Party and perhaps even John Boehner's speakership?
It's not clear what it means for John Boehner's speakership because he controls the levers of power within the House, and it'd be very hard logistically for anything to happen to him, at least during this Congress. Now, as to the future of the party, that's a more interesting and debatable question. Remember that autopsy report that the party did earlier this year where they said, well, we need to reach out, we need to broaden the base of the party, we need to bring in minorities, we need to bring in women, and we need to just be more welcoming. Well, this debate right now about whether to get rid of the president's Affordable Care Act doesn't do any of those things. In fact, it probably tends to shrink the party even further than what we saw during the last elections.
And as you mentioned, the longer this goes on, the closer we get to the much more high-stakes deadline over whether to raise the debt ceiling, the federal debt ceiling, or allow the U.S. to default on its debt. We saw the last time that happened that there can be significant economic consequences. There was a downgrade of the U.S. credit rating. Does it look likely that these two things are going to come together and there would have to be one deal on both the government reopening and the debt ceiling?
That is very possible. And really, it's been the debt ceiling that's probably hardened the president's position and the majority leader in the Senate's position on this all along, is they don't want to encourage deal making on the government shutdown and the government spending bill if that is going to give encouragement to the Tea Party wing of the House than to try to demand further things on the debt ceiling. They see the debt ceiling as much more dangerous.
Esvi Date is NPR's congressional editor. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.